This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've decided to stand up beginning the show. Hello, everybody. It's Chad Hartman along with Dave Harrigan. Rusty, his final day, he'll join us. You just heard him with the news. We are here until 3. Jason Russia will join us. He's probably taking a selfie right now. He loves the selfies. Follow Jason on the Twitter machine, on the Instagram, all sorts of places. What do we have today? We have a Major Garrett. We got plenty going on in D.C. What is going on with our country and Iran? A Trump legal decision and something involving the 45th president, about every 10 minutes, it seems like. As Rusty pointed out in the news, we have another leak. Another leak with the Monticello plant. Senior public affairs official is going to join us on this from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Hat tip to Jimmy Erickson for helping us out here. Jimmy and Vanita were pursuing our guest, and it didn't turn out, so Jimmy gave his hand because this story seemingly gets more serious by the moment. I think there are questions on when the information came out, who knew when, and should we believe that, it's not in the water. We're all good. Joy Summers is going to join us at 1:35. We always enjoy when Joy comes on the show. We'll talk restaurants in town. Wait a second. Where's Shaletta? Shaletta is at 2:05. Now, I know she was on the My Talk earlier. Okay, I saw that on the Twitter contraption here. Okay. Is she moving us from 1:05 to 2:05 because she's on another station? Is that possible, why she's moved today?
Anything's possible. That's not what she told me. But that doesn't mean she told me the truth. And she's already laid the groundwork for next week. She's already moving your time as well.
I mean, one cover story in the Star Tribune magazine. And, she tells us to jump and we just say how high, apparently, right?
That's what we do.
Man. How are my levels, by the way?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Thank you. Go down just a hair, but you're all right.
Just a little hot?
Maybe just a touch. You're buzzing just a smidge.
All right. Let me try to get the... I don't want to get the mic too far away, and then it's the echo of... I'm in my friend's boudoir in their bedroom.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Going through the drawers?
They don't have many drawers in here. So my friends... I'm in lovely California again. It's good to be them. They come down here, and this is the third year where they rent a place out in lovely Palm Springs. In fact, the pool guy 5 minutes ago was cleaning the pool. I mean, you're doing okay if you got a pool guy, but they don't really have the pool guy. It's the people who own the place who have the pool guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a pool guy? Do you want to have a pool? I think... Everybody I know who owns a pool says it's a giant pain in the backside.
Yeah, especially in Minnesota, absolutely zero chance I would ever get a pool.
Yeah, can't be high on the list. And I cannot forget, by the way, am I wrong? I did not have room for it on the The Twitter preview. Are you bugged by that? I mean, Victoria's title is so long. You know, and I felt like I had to give Victoria a little play. She is Victoria Mittling. Is that how we think we say the pronunciation of her last name?
So Mittling? I'm going with it, yeah.
Let's go with it. Senior Public Affairs Officer at the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. That's a big job.
It's a lot. It's a mouthful. I mean, you didn't have to write the whole title. You still could have, you know, just said Victoria Mittling with the Regulatory Commission, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Saved yourself about 30 characters, and that would have easily worked in Am I Wrong? But that's fine. Mm. I'm not bugged by it. I'm not annoyed that I got bumped from the
lineup. I can tell you're fine with it.
No, I'm totally cool with it. Yep. Yeah, everything's great here.
Well, I don't know if I would have a complete space for Am I Wrong with at Dave Harrigan. So how would you felt if it was just Am I Wrong?
I think the people know who brings it to them every week.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Okay, I want to talk about, we're going to get, obviously we've got plenty of serious stuff here today. I want to talk about all of us and our efforts to see friends who used to be our friends in life. Just happens, right? You move, they move, you go to college, you get a job transfer, you stay in the same town, but maybe your own personal circumstances change or their personal circumstances change. And the effort we make to see people who used to be significant and brought you joy in your life, because last weekend I saw someone I've known for 40 years, once was one of my closest friends on the planet, and just life has happened, and we just haven't seen each other. And we went out to dinner and just had a fantastic time. Last night, friend of mine I've known for got to be close to 30 years, who moved down here to lovely Palm Springs. And we went out to dinner last night, couple hours, and just had a great time. All of us are reminded for different reasons how quick life can change. And as we say all the time, and as we play with Nika Costa at the start of the show, everybody's got their something, you know? For me, the biggest reminder is always Quentin, my son with the health issues. But we just talked yesterday, finishing the show, about this individual who was driving drunk, an ATV, 0.19, and a 12-year-old kid dies. 12-year-old child dies. Not everybody lives to 100, like my father. So going out with these two has reminded me, Dave, I have no idea how many friends I have compared to others, you know, somewhere in there. I don't know. To make further effort to just connect with people who you used to be close with. Maybe it's just the occasional text. God forbid, if you're under the age of 30, maybe it's even a phone call. Do we miss out on parts of our life when life happens and we don't see these people and we used to? Because I believe I have not taken enough of my friends. I think I was taking them for granted for the folks I wouldn't see. And just two great times. And life goes fast. Life's complicated. Life's busy. But I think we're missing it. Or maybe I'm just missing it. I'm the one who has been derelict in my responsibility or in missing out in fun and laughs and enrichment. So this really will be a much better segment if you chime in. How do you guys feel about reaching out to people you used to know? You've moved on. That's fine. Don't care. Wish them the best. But I got too much other stuff going on. Or You stay in touch. You do, you whatever means it might be, maybe through social media. For me, that's some of it too, Dave, because I'm on the Facebook for the show. I'm not on it personally. So maybe I miss out that way. I want to hear what you have to say about connecting with people who used to be important in your life and brought you just a lot of fun. I want to hear from others. Because this is a part of your life can just, listen, if you just want to sit there and meet with them and go down memory lane, that's fine. If you want to just talk about new things in your life, that's fine. But that connection, and I get it. Some people are more quiet and they don't want to reach out to others. You do you, right? Don't feel like you have to. But where are you at with this part of your life? Because it has been a really good reminder to me about remembering how great certain people are and how lucky I am to have them in my life and make them a part of my life. Don't make them just a tangential part of my past, which I really enjoy. 651-461-9226. I would really like you to chime in through a phone call or text on this one because it can be a huge part of your life. 651-461-9226. Smoking in the Boys' Room is the tune. Is it a smoking theme?
It is not.
Okay. What is our musical theme here, Dave Aragon?
Well, I saw our traffic guy, Jerry Peterson, post this on social media this morning. It was on this date, according to John Hughes, in 1984, March 24th, 1984, that Brian Johnson, Andrew Clark, Allison Reynolds, Claire Standish, and John Bender showed up for Saturday detention at Shermer High School, overseen by, of course, Vice Principal Richard Vernon in the Breakfast Club. This was the date of that detention. Therefore, the theme is things that can give you detention in school. Smoking in the boys' room would definitely be one of those things.
So at the greatest high school on planet Earth, Armstrong High School, I don't think it's much different than others of that era. I graduated in 1983. Dave Harrigan, we had a smoking cage outside. Okay, so
get out.
I forget which floor it was on. I was not a cigarette smoker, so I would not go out there. But you'd walk by it. You would see students and teachers alike walked out the door to the smoking cage. I mean, if you saw it, you'd think like the if there was a roof above it, maybe that's where the Falcon is. You know, like our mascot.
Sure.
No, it's like the, you know, we were 10th, 11th, 12th grade. It was the 10th grader, and then it's the social studies teacher, or it's the janitor and the senior, right there. Smoking outside.
I think times have changed.
Yeah,
wow.
Just a little bit.
Wow.
Just a little bit. We might have to get to that later today. Your best detention stories. I think we could get some good calls on that.
Yes, we
okay.
could.
Okay. Major, in about 10 minutes here, I mentioned connecting with a couple friends and how much joy it brought to me. Dave, I want to hear what you have to say, but I want others to chime in. We're going to get to Bob here in a second. Text me, 651-461-9226. Here's a text, Dave. It's always me that reaches out. That makes me sad. The people are too busy. You choose what you make time for. Now, where are you in reaching out to friends? And would that bother you a little bit if you were always the person who is reaching out, or would you say, who cares?
I don't know that that would bother me as long as we, you know, still get together, still talk. And quite honestly, I'm terrible. I am not good at reaching out for the most part. I should be much better because when I do get together with old friends that I've had from, you know, high school, middle school, all the way down to first grade, there's, you know, a group of, I don't know, 6 to 10 of us that'll get together and You know, we've played cards just a couple times over the winter. And a buddy of ours that I hadn't seen for about 5 years just reached out randomly and said, hey, anyone want to do something tonight? Come over to my place, play cards. We had the best time. And then we did it again a month later, and we had the absolute best time. You know, the same cliche. You just fall right into the same old routines. And,
yes.
You know, you're sharing stories, remember this, remember that, and, you know, you know, ripping people for the same stuff you ripped them for 20, 30 years ago. And I wish I was much
better.
It's fun. It's the best. You know, I go, you know, my wife is happy to let me go. I'm happy to let her go and meet friends. And, you know, when I come back home, she asks how it was. And I just can't help smile and say, I had so much fun.
Cooper, the better high school in District 281, also at a Smoky Lounge back in 1982. Never heard of Cooper. Have you heard of Cooper High School? Doesn't ring a bell.
Not familiar, no.
Another text here at 651-461-9226. If there's someone who was once a part of my life but isn't anymore, there's a good reason that I've made the decision to move on. I'm better off without them. Some cases becomes because they became addicted to drugs, and I want them around me because of that. Well, there are people who once were good friends of yours, and you've made that decision, Dave. This text is right. But a lot of times, Dave, it's you moved. They move. You have a family. They have a family. Your personal circumstances have changed. Their circumstances have changed. I think that's very different from you were close and you made a decision. I made a decision on someone who was very close to me. And when I was going through a difficult time in my life, and this person knew it, never, ever, ever reached out. And I was, the truth is, I was reminded this is a selfish person. And so, sadly, I have not reached out to that person in a long time because I thought that person should have been there during the difficult time because I would have. Let's take a call here. Bob, thanks for listening to CCO. You're on, sir.
Yeah, Chad, privilege to chat. I'm a 72 grad of Caledonia High School and a 76 grad of St. Olaf College. I just went through my 50th anniversary of graduation from those fine institutions,
and
it was a profoundly, very grounding. Just it brought my childhood and my young adulthood to life, and like you, made me realize how blessed and privileged I was to have those people in my life. And with my St. Olaf grad friends, we've been doing duck hunting weekend for 50 years, every year, without missing it, in October. And those guys feed my soul and make me a better person.
Pop, that is beautifully stated. Very, very kind of you. I hope you stay in touch. I hope you still keep those hunting visits and hunting trips and great stories going. Call in again, Bob. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
More text here. So thankful for friends I've had since kindergarten. When you never leave your zip code, it's pretty easy. People don't leave Minnesota. Okay. I think, let me be blunt, Dave. I think more people should leave Minnesota. I mean, it's a great state. I live here. You live here. Too many people are tethered to this state and act like there isn't a lot of fun out. I've lost a lot of my friends because they moved. Dave, have you lost that connection with a lot of people because they move, or it's just different parts of your life don't allow you to see the folks you were talking about before?
I think it's the latter. I can't think of a really close friend I had that has moved out of state for anything but, you know, college, but They've all come back.
That's crazy.
My brother is probably the closest person to me, and he lives in Des Moines, so not terribly far away, but, you know, we only see each other a handful of times a year.
Man, I've got a ton of friends who've moved out. I chatted about 10 and a half years ago. My high school classmates decided we should not wait every 10 years for a reunion. We are now seeing each other 2 times a year. New people usually join us. Every get-together, it's great. We picture every event. and others want to join in. That's a great way to do it, right?
You know, sounds fantastic.
Set
yeah.
something up, and then, by the way, organically it'll happen other time. So a lot of other texts didn't have a chance to get to. We may work our way back to this later in the show. Major Garrett on D.C., on what's going on with our country, with Iran. What we probably don't talk about enough is Syria, and also Donald Trump. And where do we start the list of indictment watch and other criminal matters? The fabulous Major Garrett is moments away on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.